Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hello, I'm Janet Morena, Executive Director of Priests for Life. Welcome to Just Ask Janet. Well, yesterday, of course, was November 1st. We celebrated All Saints Day. I know in a lot of parishes, suddenly it wasn't a holy day. You didn't have to go to church because we had to go to Mass on Sunday. I don't understand this, brothers and sisters. Why do we do all these shortcuts? If anything, we should be doing more God, more Mass, and not giving people opt out. We can opt out of school now. You can opt out of this thing and that thing. Now we're opting out of Mass. I mean, come on, guys. But anyway, yes, it was All Saints Day. Hopefully you got to church. But today is All Souls Day. And, you know, now it's All Souls Day. But then really the whole month of November, we really dedicate to remembering our deceased relatives and friends. All month long, we should be praying for their souls, you know. We have to be helping. I mean, most of us like to think when one of our dear friends or relatives pass that, well, they're with the Lord. They're with God already. Well, sometimes we're not. We're in purgatory still. And, you know, we should be praying for them each and every day, but especially during the month of November is a special time. And I know many parishes, they have envelopes you fill out and those names are remembered at all the masses. Here at Priests for Life, we have beautiful, beautiful Mass cards for the deceased that Father Pavone and our team, Father Dennis, we remember all these names at Masses during the month of November and throughout the year. So if you'd like to receive these Mass cards, I'll tell you about how to get them more at the end of the program, but you can get them by going to our online store, prolifeproducts.org. We send them to you absolutely free of charge. Well, it's All Souls Day. And you know something? Excuse me, my father passed away on All Souls Day. And so you know how you go to get a Mass said specifically for that person and they announce it in the bulletin? Well, because it's All Souls Day, I can never get my dad on the day he died. So I always do his birthday. Sometimes I'll do Veterans Day because, you know, it's still in the month of November and he fought in World War II under General Patton. So I'll do that day. But I can never get the Mass and remembering the day he died, but that's okay. Well, it is All Souls Day. And this is, you know, it can be a somber day for some, you know, to remember all the dead. And so I thought you'd like to see that Father Pavone, of course, does the Mass here every day at 10 a.m., streams live here from our endabortion.tv. So I'd like to share with you the homily that Father Frank gave for All Souls Day. So let's take a look.
One before us, those who have been called from this life to the next, which is really a blossoming of the eternal life that God gives us here and now. If we look at what our faith teaches and what the Lord does for us and what he taught so clearly in the Gospels, eternal life is a share in God's life. And that starts with our baptism. Eternal life is a share in the divine nature. We become his sons and daughters. And so we are living now the life that lasts forever. We are also living a mortal life. So we die, and yet death is not the end of our existence or of our life. We continue living as a spiritual soul, and then at the end of time, at the coming of Christ, the body too rises, and we live forever as God made us, body and soul together. The reading speaks so clearly of this today. The prophet Isaiah, foretelling the coming of Christ himself, says, I will destroy death forever. A web woven over all nations, the veil that veils all peoples. That from which some people think there's no escape, but remember, Scripture tells us, by the envy of the devil, death entered the world. God did not make death. Death came about precisely from turning away from God. But the fact that God has not turned away from us and that he has sent a Savior to destroy death, to take this web that is woven over all nations, this veil that veils all people, to take it away in Christ. There we have the hope of eternal life. That's why death is not the end of the human story. And we take hold of the eternal life by our faith and baptism. So Jesus says in this passage we just read from the fifth chapter of John's Gospel, notice he says first, the hour is here now when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and live. That's us. That has already happened to us. We have passed from death to life by accepting faith in Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Jesus dwells within us. The Father is dwelling within us. The Holy Trinity is dwelling within us. We are dwelling in him. We have eternal life even now. And so what we have is this life that comes from faith. We have passed from death to life. We have passed from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, from the dominion of sin and Satan to the dominion of Jesus Christ. And then he says, but the hour is coming in the future when those in the tombs will hear his voice and come forth. That is a full flowering of the life that already began by faith. It takes also our bodies and raises them from the dead. Now, Jesus said all will rise. Some will rise to a resurrection of life. Others will rise in order to be condemned. The separation that happens that at the last judgment. Those who will rise to life, those who have followed Christ in faith or followed God to the best of their knowledge, we pray for them today. And we pray for them because death does not remove the bonds of love. Death does not overcome the unity we have in Christ. Christ is stronger than death. We don't stop loving those whom he has already called to himself. We don't stop loving them. And therefore, we don't stop helping them, praying for them. Our faith teaches us that in Christ, the purification that we all need from sin, sin that we have already repented of, but the purification that needs to continue to happen, because after all, Scripture says nothing imperfect that we November. We reaffirm our faith that we share with all Christians across the body of Christ, that indeed, as Paul writes in that beautiful passage to the Thessalonians that we read today, that the Lord, with a word of command, will raise us all and we will be with the Lord. Isn't that what the gospel tells us from beginning to end when it is first announced that the Savior would come? In the beginning of Matthew's gospel, we read, he shall be called Emmanuel, a name that means God is with us. And then before he ascends into heaven at the end of that gospel of Matthew, behold, I am with you always until the end of the world. And then at the end of the book of Revelation, when John sees that heavenly Jerusalem, he says, he will be their God. They will be his people. He will be with them always. And here Paul relates that same truth, emphasizes that same theme. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. That's the key thing to keep in mind as we think about mortality and death and life, that it is all with the Lord. We live with the Lord, we die in the Lord and with him. Christ has died first. We die in him. We rise in him. We live forever with him. Let us be with him. Let us recommit ourselves to live that faith, to take hold of that eternal life, and to rejoice with hope for our brothers and sisters who have gone on before us, that yes, indeed, we shall be united with them forever in the Lord. We're reunited with them right now. In the prayers, in the love, in the mystical communion, in the body of Christ, and we'll be with them explicitly together in body and in soul, we will embrace and enjoy forever the life that God has prepared for us. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it dawned on the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. Amen.
Well, Father Pavone always inspires me. You know, he was my parish priest when he was first ordained by Cardinal O'Connor. He came to my parish in Staten Island, New York. And so I heard a lot of All Souls Day homilies from fathers, but I thought you'd enjoy today's homily that he gave. And, you know, All Souls Day, like I said, there's some practices, like Father was saying, we should always be praying for our friends and family that have passed. And there's a practice that I just became aware of. I never thought about this before. But every time you pass a cemetery, we could just say a simple prayer and put the intention for all the souls that are buried here in this cemetery. And we say the prayer that is the eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let the perpetual life shine upon them. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. Now, we'll leave that prayer up for a minute. That is such a beautiful prayer. And you should just, during this month of November, pray it every day and commit it to memory. Commit it to memory. And after we get through this month of November, then every time, start this habit of every time you pass a cemetery, say that simple prayer with the intention that you're applying it to all the souls that are buried in that cemetery. It's a beautiful practice to continue. Well, brothers and sisters, as I reminded you at the beginning of the program too, here at Priest for Life, we have these beautiful, beautiful mass cards for the deceased. We send them to you absolutely free of charge. Just go to our online store at prolifeproducts.org. We'll send you one, a dozen of them. We'll send you a dozen. Keep them on hand because when someone does pass away, you can use these cards then when you go to the wake service to give them a beautiful mass card. Or sometimes you hear of someone who passed away and you can't even get to the service. You could send this mass card to them in the mail. So again, prolifeproducts.org. Our beautiful mass cards. And we do have them for the living too, but this is the beautiful one for those who are deceased. Well, brothers and sisters, I hope for the month of November now, we will all pray that prayer every day. Remember our loved friends and relatives that have passed away. And until next time, this is Janet Marana on Just Ask Janet. God bless.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.